This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2170. Should you call someone clueless?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you want to say that someone doesn't understand something, there are kind ways to say it and unkind ways to say it. Today, get the right vocabulary for this type of commentary in English.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Aubrey. How's everything going today?
I'm great, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I have a question for you to start off today.
Okay.
So would you ever call a friend clueless?
Ooh, that feels really mean. If I were to call someone clueless, I think I would never say it to their face. Right. And if I said it, maybe I would say it about a child, but that still feels really mean. What about you, Lindsay?
Oh, it feels mean about a kid because they just don't know yet.
Almost
right?
Even worse. Getting to they just know, don't realize.
It's worse. Yeah, I wouldn't say that to a friend unless we were really close and it was like time for honesty, right? Like they were doing something really bad to themselves or someone else. Maybe at the extreme, I might say it, but generally, no, I would avoid saying this to someone's face.
This was interesting. It came up recently in a class that I had with a student where they called a friend clueless and ignorant, and they clearly didn't mean to imply any negativity or criticism. They just meant that their friend was unaware about something. And so I let them know, like, okay, there's some implied judgment and criticism here that I don't think you intend. We sort of talked about it, made sure. And she was sort of horrified that she'd been using these words to describe people without realizing that it comes off as kind of mean.
Oh, I'm so glad that you had that conversation with our student.
Yeah.
We do have lots of opportunities once you're in our courses, guys, to speak now. We've added open conversation club, fluency parties, ways you can meet with us and get that feedback, which if that hadn't happened, it could have gone on. And it is pretty offensive when you call someone ignorant and clueless.
Right? Yes. You could risk really hurting a connection if you call someone clueless or ignorant because they do have a negative connotation.
Yeah.
And if you don't mean that, right, you could hurt someone's feelings without even realizing it. So this is important too. We're going to dive into this vocabulary, discuss, you know, what is this implied meaning here and when is it appropriate to use it?
Yeah. I mean, it could be that things are getting confused because of the movie Clueless.
Maybe, right? Because that seems so harmful.
Harmless. Uh-huh. A fun 90s flick. When it's on TV, I even like to watch it now. You know, it's talking about a teenager in high school from Hollywood and she's wealthy. So she has like her dad's money and her convertible and she just is unaware and kind of in her own world. And that feels more benign, that portrayal of clueless.
Exactly. So, it's actually based on the Jane Austen book.
Really? I didn't
Emma.
Know that. That's
it's the same plot. It's like a modern remake of it, a really fun one. But yeah, that it's true. Like when you would call this girl clueless, at first you're thinking, oh, that doesn't seem so mean. But like, really, even then, if someone were to say this to her face, she would probably be like, hurt. Yeah. Be like, oh, I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
That's true. And I think that actually happened in the movie. That's exactly what it was. Like, I think Josh, her older brother or brother
totally.
Or something, said, you don't get this stuff or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she was hurt. And she became self-aware and she said, I want to understand these things. So definitely could do some damage there.
Yes. So we want to share better options. So stick to the end. We're going to share what you should say instead to make sure to not hurt the connection, to not hurt someone's feelings. But first, let's share some examples to try and make, to try and sort of clarify what exactly this does, what this implies if you call someone clueless or ignorant.
Okay. So for example, here's a sample sentence. She's clueless about current events. So this implies what, Aubrey?
Yeah, there's definitely implied criticism here, right? This, it means she should know about current events, but she's not trying to be informed.
Yeah. I think part of the problem with clueless is that it's it's so extreme. To be clueless means you know nothing, right? Clues at all.
Exactly. And we say that too. She has no clue, but both are quite, they imply judgment. They imply criticism. They're not kind.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you say that about yourself, fine. Maybe we'll talk about later in the episode, but yeah. Yeah. What else?
Exactly. Or you might say they're clueless when it comes to restaurant etiquette. This is maybe something I would say about my children. If I'm like apologizing, they're like screaming in a restaurant. Say, sorry, my kids are kind of clueless about restaurant etiquette.
Oh, geez. That's okay too, right?
It happens.
They're your kids and you're just saying something about your family. So it's okay to say it yourself. Right. Yeah.
And even then, maybe if I said that or if my kids heard it, they might kind of be like,
rude. Yeah. Right.
Like if there are nicer ways to say that, Mom.
Yeah. Like if they're trying to learn, maybe they've become aware that they should order with the word please or something. They're trying to learn. Totally. And then you go and say that, maybe you would hurt them.
They're clueless. Yeah. And really, that's a criticism on myself, because what I'm really saying is I have not properly taught my children to be behaved.
Correct. And then the second one is ignorant, which is almost worse or just as bad, I think.
Yes. So you might say, my friend was ignorant of the fact that you can't park here. It's not the nicest way to say it, right? There's definitely implied criticism, implied judgment that she should or he should have known and was ignorant of it, just didn't care, wasn't paying attention.
Yes. Interesting. And then she's ignorant about homelessness. So maybe she hasn't taken the time to try to understand the scenario, what the causes are, how multifaceted the issue is. Right.
Right. And the thing about ignorant is it's not a direct synonym for unaware. Like it also can mean uneducated or unsophisticated. And for that reason, it has this other sort of connotation, this implication. So we want to be careful to not call someone ignorant if we don't mean to imply those things.
Yeah. And just as an asterisk, it's interesting because in the world of meditation, which I study Buddhism, I study meditation. Mm-hmm. And this is not what our listeners necessarily need to know, but it's fun to note this. Ignorance is used in a totally different way. It's not about intellectual knowledge. It's about confusion as to what leads to happiness in life. Like if you think that making a ton of money and buying fancy furniture is going to lead to happiness, that's a form of ignorance. Right. And that's so in a spiritual sense, that's what that means. But you're not going to hear that, guys, unless you're going to like events like I am. You're not going to hear it in that way.
But you will see that in the dictionary, right? Under ignorance, it says, you know, uneducated, unsophisticated. And so whether you're talking about meditation, being aware of what leads to happiness or other education levels, ignorant implies a lack of sophistication.
Yeah. And I think maybe just the broad piece is confusion, I guess, in a way. Just confusion. Ignorance is kind of confusion, spiritually confused or just knowledge, you know, actual things you know. So anyways.
Well, I love that you mentioned that we could say this about ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. There are times when it is okay to say this. If you, say, I'm pretty clueless when it comes to decorating.
Yeah.
Can you take care of that if you're planning a party, right? This, it doesn't have the same level of criticism or cruelty if you're saying it about yourself. You're just sort of admitting a fault.
Oh, totally. I think that is, we can endorse that 100%. Sometimes it's good to admit a fault. And we've talked about that in another episode, Aubrey, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It creates connection when you're able to admit that you're not perfect in every way.
Right. What else? What are some other ways it might be okay?
Yeah, we also will hear this if you actually do intend a critical judgment. So maybe, for example, you're talking about a politician, a reporter, a teacher, someone who makes a comment on social media. And what you really do mean to intend is that you are making this critical judgment of their action. Maybe not something you would say to someone's face.
Right.
So for example, you might say, did you hear the debate last night? I can't believe how clueless these politicians are. And you are intending to make this critical judgment of like, these politicians don't know enough about the things they should be experts on.
Right. Completely. And this is used more often when we don't know, like we're far away from the thing that we're talking about, right?
It's not a friend. It's not a family member. This is, yes, exactly. Yeah. A very different relationship or no relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And often it's just a matter of not understanding kind of their priorities or kind of their lives, right? Because we just sort of objectify people on the other side. We're so divided now politically, and we just kind of think we make assumptions about the other side and we call them clueless, but maybe they've got all the clues. They just have different priorities or values.
Right. We're just saying that because we don't agree with them.
Yes.
Very possible.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. You might say for ignorant, you might say, comments on social media are often really ignorant. And what you mean by this is uninformed, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe unsophisticated if someone's being cruel or crude, possibly. And so this, like you said, there's a level of remove here, right? Yes. This is someone you probably don't personally know, and you're having a conversation and just wanting to share that, like, I am judging this. I am criticizing these comments that I didn't agree with and I felt were inappropriate.
They were inappropriate, right?
Inappropriate. Yeah,
they were inappropriate. Yep. Oh, by the way, we do know which episode that was that our listeners can go to, where we talked about how to share your faults in English for deeper connection. What was that episode number?
Yes, it was 2125, How to Share Your Faults in English for Deeper. This really was a fantastic episode. Mm-hmm. It was small phrases like adding a bit to soften when you're sharing your faults. Mm-hmm. This is such a great connection skill to, we're tempted to put our best foot forward and make it seem like our lives are perfect. But really, when you start to deepen connections, you let that go and you admit that everyone makes mistakes.
Yes, that's so true. 100%. Guys, if you love this show, make sure you hit follow on All Ears English so you get our 4 and soon to be 5 episodes a week. Actually, by the time this comes out, I believe we will already be releasing 5 episodes a week, Aubrey. So super exciting that our listeners could listen 5 times a week. So hit follow on the show. Do we have any other options, Aubrey, that might be good to say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We want to share some better options. The first one is just uninformed about. So instead of saying someone's clueless or ignorant, if you just say like, she's uninformed about current events or she's uninformed about homelessness, it has the same meaning of saying she doesn't know about it. She doesn't have all the information, with less implied judgment and criticism.
Yeah, I like that one. And I also like unaware of something. So for example, my friend was unaware that you can't park here. She was unaware that she hurt his feelings.
Exactly, right? This doesn't have that implied criticism of she should be aware.
Yes.
It's much more forgiving to be like, she's just unaware. Like, don't blame her. She's just unaware that she should have done that.
It also feels a little bit more elevated if someone says, oh, you shouldn't have done this. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was unaware that this was a problem. I was unaware this wasn't allowed. Right.
Exactly. And then the same meaning, but not quite as elevated, just to say that you don't know or you didn't know about something, right? I could say about my children, they don't know about restaurant etiquette, but this unaware does feel more elevated. They're unaware of restaurant etiquette.
So there you go. You guys have 3 great options for how to talk about this when someone doesn't quite know things, right? And we can't know everything. We learn as we go through life, right, Aubrey?
Exactly. But we don't want to always imply that we think they should know, that we imply this judgment. Sometimes, you know, just to be more kind and more forgiving, we want to give people a little grace and say, you know, they're just unaware.
I love that idea.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, Aubrey, let's get into a role play for our listeners. So here we are chatting about a politician. Ooh, okay. Here we go.
Nice.
She seems pretty clueless to me.
I agree. I feel like she's ignorant about the real cause of these issues.
It's possible she's just uninformed, but if she's going to run for office, she needs to be in the know.
Exactly. Someone in that office can't be unaware of what's going on in the world.
That's true, right? Yeah, we have high expectations for our politicians because it's important, the job, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're like, we need someone who is level-headed, who is well-informed about all of these things. And I chose a politician here because this way we can use clueless and ignorant, something that we wouldn't say necessarily about a friend or a family member.
Exactly. But
someone we're further removed from, maybe.
I love that. Good point there, Aubrey. Okay, so first I said she seems pretty clueless, right? So that's my
opinion. And this is sort of a general statement. Maybe this is after a debate where someone's really not doing a great job. They've flubbed a bunch of answers. So we're chatting, we're like, oh, she seems kind of clueless, especially maybe about a specific issue.
Yeah, something we've already been like you said, watching a debate or talking about this person. So we're coming in halfway through a conversation here. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then I said, I feel like she's ignorant about the real cause of these issues. Mm-hmm. And that, if for homelessness, for example, if a politician were to on a platform say, well, this is just because, you know, these people chose to not get educated and they're choosing to not have a home, then this is something you might say like, ooh, I feel like there's some ignorance about the real problem.
Yeah, for sure. And then I said, it's possible she's just uninformed. But if she's going to run for office, she needs to be in the know. Good. Okay.
Yeah, this is great. Uninformed, instead of saying clueless or ignorant, you're giving her some grace here. You're letting her know like, okay, she just doesn't have all the facts. She doesn't know everything she needs to know, but I feel like at her position, she needs to be informed.
Yeah. And then what did you say? You said
exactly. I said someone in that office can't be unaware of what's going on in the world. And this I do feel like is the most elevated sounding, gives someone the most grace to say, I feel like they're just unaware of all of the facts, unaware of all the details.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a very realistic conversation that, I mean, we're going into an election year here. So these conversations are absolutely going to be happening. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We actually get a lot of questions from students like, talk about politics, share all of this. And sometimes it's tough to have a whole episode about politics, but every now and then we can have a role play where it's a conversation you might have when discussing politics with a friend.
Right. So take note, guys, these could be tools to discuss politics, right? We're going to avoid sharing our direct political opinions as much as possible on the show, but that's really what you are looking for is the tools to share your opinions, right? And this is it right here. So what's the takeaway, Aubrey?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there is a risk of harming a connection if you use these words clueless or ignorant without realizing that there can be this negative connotation.
Yeah.
So I think I'm so glad that we can highlight this in case anybody out there listening maybe is using those words to describe friends or family without realizing that it can sound very cruel and critical and judgmental.
Yeah, I'm so glad that this came out of a live conversation with a student. Yeah. And now everyone gets to benefit from this insight. So good. Keep in mind, guys, it's always about connection. So you should always, even at a very high level of English, you always want to be looking to tweak your English to make sure we're not causing harm and that we're spreading good vibes.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
All right, good stuff. All right, Aubrey, you have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.